Amen. Hey, good morning, church.
Good morning, Reverend.
Amen. Let me just say that it's a good thing that you're here today. Amen. Amen. And I'd like to say that I do have some good news for you today. I have some good news, and I have some good news. Amen. Good news number one is that I am speaking. Amen. Good news number two is I won't be long. Amen. 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 The title this morning, O Ye a Little Faith. Amen. Amen. And I'm gonna try and stick with these little three points I got for you. Well, point number one is, who do you have faith in? Point number two, how is that faith working? Point number three, how big is your faith in God? Amen. All his power. Gracious Father, we come in once again. Lord God, we just want to take this opportunity to thank you. Oh, we just can't thank you enough. We want to thank you for just waking us and touching us, Lord God. For truly, we didn't do it by ourselves, Lord God. We want to thank you for bringing us thus far. And Lord God, now I ask, Lord God, that you take me, hide me behind your cross, Lord God, and that you speak through me. And not only that, Lord, but we're asking that you give your people an ear to hear what it is that you have to say through me. Lord God, we want to give thanks to you for these and all your many blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. All right, here we go. I kind of have to, they got me kind of hog-tied. They don't want me moving around. I'm not comfortable just standing here and doing the word. I'm used to moving around. Amen. I'm more comfortable when I do that. But then, nevertheless, here we got in this chapter 14, verse 28, we see that Peter, here it is, Peter's on the boat, amen, and he looks out, and they see Jesus walking on the water, amen, and so Peter asks, let me come out there and walk on the water with you, amen, amen, and God told him, okay, come on, Peter. And so Peter climbs out the boat, walks on the water. But when he gets out there, he gets distracted. Amen. Instead of keeping his focus on God, he more or less focused on the surroundings where he's at.
Yeah.
And many of us, I don't know if you've been out in the oceans, those waves can get high.
Yeah.
Waves can get really high. And they are... they can get so high, in fact, you know, that in the Navy, they don't want the smaller ships going through these waves. They prefer that the ships go around the waves, especially when you're talking large ships like aircraft carriers, amen?
Yeah.
Those waves get so high that they can actually bend the flight deck, amen, when they crash down upon them. So especially they try and move the aircraft carrier to a safe spot,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the smaller ships, man, the waves come over and they can just cover up the whole front of the ship. It goes down, and come up. So the waves get really large. So I can understand Peter when he gets out there and he's walking on this water and then he sees all these waves coming over him,
right.
Amen. And they, not that they crash upon him, but he just seeing how large it is because God's out there walking on the water with him. Amen. So he focuses on the water instead of on God.
All right.
So he loses faith.
Yeah.
And when he loses faith, he sinks.
All right.
Amen. And then he starts hollering for help.
Yeah.
God save me. And all things, God just reach up there and grab his hand and pull him up. And what did God say? O ye of little faith. Amen. Amen. And so that's the main thing that I want to try and focus on is faith. Amen. Because we as people, we have faith, but we have faith in a lot of stuff. We have faith in people. Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, you just take a look at life experience itself when you know, you're at a job and people tell you that, hey, you stay here, You do a good job, you work hard, and you're going to move up. We got a promotion for you. Amen. And so you stay there and you put in the sweat. You learn the routine of the job. You learn how to operate. Amen. And then when promotion time comes, these rascals will promote somebody else instead of you. Now they'll promote somebody that have not put in the same amount of sweat and labor that you did. Amen. And this person could be somebody that's kin to them or somebody they know. Amen. Somebody that you're more qualified from them. Every day of the week and twice on Sunday, you're more qualified than these people. But what do? They lie. These people lied to you. But you didn't put in all this time and effort because you trust what they were saying. We have faith. That's just the way we operate. We have faith. We have faith in people. Amen? Amen. Amen. You have people who will tell you, hey, I have your back. You don't have to worry about it. I got you. When time comes and you have to step out there and you look around and they're not there.
Yeah.
You look to your right, they're not there. They're not on your left. Right. They're not behind you.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who have told you that I got your back.
Yeah.
They lie.
Amen.
The people lie. Because, listen, you have put your trust in them. And it's okay. It's some people you can trust. It's some people that will have your back.
Yeah.
But just people as a nature, you can't put your trust in all people.
Right.
Because guess what? They will let you down. They will disappoint you. Not so with God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. God tell you to what? Trust me.
Yes, he does.
He says, trust me. But we find it more easier to trust somebody else than we do God. Amen. We put our faith in machines. Amen. In machinery. Guess what? You have your faith in your car. You have faith in your car. Yes, you do. Otherwise, you would never get in it and crank it up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you get in that car and you get out there and you drive, you get on the expressway, drive 60, 70 miles per hour. Do you know the person who put the car together? Do you know that person? You don't. But you trust that when you get in that car and you get out there, that car is going to do exactly what it's supposed to do. You put your faith in airplanes. Anybody ever took an airplane trip? Anybody ever flew?
Amen.
They just had one to crash the other day. Anybody ever flew? If you ever flew in an airplane, guess who you trust in? You trust in people.
Amen.
You trust in people. You have faith. Now, look, you ain't by yourself. I promise you, if you give me a trip on an airplane and you pay for my ticket, I'm going.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the airport, and I'm going to be there 2 or 3 hours ahead of time. And I'm going to get in that line, and I'm going to wait to get on there to get my seat so I can get to the destination of the trip in which you just paid for me for. I sure am. But I don't know that pilot. I do not know that pilot. I promise you, you don't know the pilots. And none of the other people. Look. But you have faith in these people.
Amen.
You have faith because guess what? You trust them that they're going to do what they say they're going to do.
Yes.
And God says, trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. Listen, it happens, people. I promise you, it does. They had these pilots who got in there, and they was going somewhere, and they went to sleep. They went to sleep. When they woke up, they were way past where they was supposed to have landed. Luckily, nobody got killed. The plane didn't crash. But them pilots are no longer flying. They no longer piloting anyway. Amen? Amen. Look, we trust people. We trust people. When you take a cruise, anybody ever been on a cruise? I love cruising.
Amen.
I pack three weeks before cruise even get there. My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I love cruising. Listen. You have to put your faith and trust in a lot of people.
Amen.
That you do not know. You have to trust somebody. But I just here to tell you, you can't trust everybody.
All right.
Amen? But there is a person that says, trust me. Trust me. And God tells you to trust me. Peter got off the boat because he trusted God.
Right.
But he got defocused. Oh, ye a little faith. Amen? And that's what we are. We put more trust in people than we do God. And God says, trust me. Amen? So we get defocused and we don't trust God. Listen. This is what we do. You know, when a situation come about, instead of us trusting God, we go trust ourselves.
All right.
Our little mustard seed of a faith. Amen? You do something and get on my last nerve, or you step on my feet, what do? My hands go up. And God says, trust me. But here I am taking it, my own little faith in my own hand, and my hands goes up. So I'm not trusting in God, but I'm trusting in me and my little mustard seed of faith here. Because I'm fixing to go here and go to Duke City with you. Amen? And we do this thing all the time. Why? Because of little faith.
All right.
Because of little faith. That's why, listen, Nessa, I'm almost through. I told you I'm not going to be long. Listen, let me just share something with you with the Bible, people with great faith, amen? People with large faith instead of these little mustard seeds of a faith like me, amen? Listen, because I don't want to make no enemies here. I got enough already, amen? Listen, in the Bible, it talks about a synagogue leader named Jairus. Amen? Amen. Now listen. Jairus is a Jew. He is a leader of a synagogue. So you understand, old man? Listen. To this very day, Jews have a problem with Jesus. To this very day. And so back then, it still was a problem. Now think of the kind of faith that it would take for a Jew who don't believe in Jesus.
All right.
But the situation arose. And here he goes seeking Jesus for help.
Okay.
Amen? Amen. Now look. Jairus' daughter was on her deathbed about to die. And so you will have to have big faith in someone that you normally do not believe in to come and help your daughter who is on a sick bed about to die. Amen. That's big faith. That's not mustard seed faith. Because you have to think of the consequences that he was going to face after this situation.
Amen.
Although the Bible don't give you any detail, but listen, you know behind that, because he was that he had to face some large consequences behind that, because he was the leader of the synagogue.
Amen.
But even before he got there, before, listen, because Jesus has agreed to go and see about Jairus' daughter, but before he even got there, as he was moving towards the goal to Jairus' house, there was a lady with an issue for 12 years.
Amen.
12 years she had this issue. Amen? Amen. And she said to herself, look at her big faith. She says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Big faith. Because, well, listen, she had to spend all her substance. She had to spend all kind of money on these wackadoo doctors and whatever these people was back then. All these Dr. Roots and whatever. Okay? So she was at the end because she had already spent all the money. Amen. And so she knew that Jesus was there. And she said, let me just press and get through this crowd so I can just touch his clothes. Amen. That's big faith. That's big faith. And then when she touched him, the Bible says she was healed. The Bible says she was healed. And Jesus turned around and says, who touched me? You got all these people around you. Jesus, how can you say, who touched you? You're in a big crowd, multitudes of people. But he knew because he had felt something go out of him when she touched him. Big faith. And here you is going around here with your little mustard seed of faith. Soon something happened, there you go. Hands go up. Yeah, you ready. Listen. Let me finish. Look, Jairus, amen, when all of this had done, transpired. Now, I don't know about you, but if my daughter was sick on her deathbed, about to die, and the person who I have faith in here has agreed to come to my house and see about my daughter, and he just have to stop for somebody else. I don't know about you, but I would not have been comfortable with that. Because why? In my little bitty mustard seed of faith, I had big enough faith to even seek him out. And I already told him that my daughter is on a deathbed about to die. You need to do expediently and get to my house, amen? You don't need to be having no delays here. Amen? But nevertheless, listen, when they was going to Jairus' house, some servants came and told him, instead told Jairus' master, you no longer need to bother Jesus. You don't need to bother the master. Because what?
Your daughter has died. That's what he told him. Your daughter has died. It's over. It's over. You done took too late. Now look, we would have blew up. Amen. We'd have blew up. Hands go up. Amen. What we looking for? We looking for that person who delayed it. Because if he hadn't have been delayed, he probably could have got there time enough to save my daughter.
Yes.
So I'm gonna put some hickeys on this person's head. Amen. Oh, we a little faith. That's what we do. Amen. Amen. But nevertheless, Jesus told him, hey, trust me. Have faith. Just believe. That's what Jesus tells him. And he's telling you the same thing. Trust him. Just believe. Get rid of your little mustard seed of a faith. Amen. And have some big faith here. Why? Because Jesus is big.
Amen.
He can have, listen. If a person can create the earth,
yeah,
and create the seas,
uh-huh,
and create all the land,
uh-huh,
and create the birds,
uh-huh,
and the cattle,
yeah,
and then turn around and create man, you don't think he can handle your little mustard seed of a faith?
Right.
You don't think Jesus can handle whatever situation that you have?
Yes, he can.
Why do we think we have to intervene and help him?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Why do we think we can do more than him?
Amen.
Listen. Let me. Listen. So they get to Jesus' house. Amen. Amen. And when they, not Jesus' house, but Jairus' house. I'm sorry. Listen. They get to Jairus' house. Amen. And what's going on in the house? People in there crying. The Bible say they weeping and wailing. Oh, you know how people do, man, when somebody die. We all do it because we don't want our loved ones to leave. Amen. And that's what's happening here in this house. People just weeping and wailing and blowing tears and blowing spit and snot everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Jesus come in. And he literally say, okay, y'all need to get up out of here. He says, out. So he put them all out. He put the people out because he had told them when he come in, he says, the damsel, the lady, the girl, is just asleep.
Right.
That's what he told them. Said she's only sleeping. And they laughed. Oh, ye a little faith. You got the faith of a freaking mustard seed. Now, Jesus done told you that she's only asleep. But here you is making fun of him and laughing at him. And so he put him out. Oh, ye a little faith. Listen. After he had put him out, he just simply walked over to her. And he touched her. And he says, dazzle, wait, arise. And the girl who had died got up and started talking. And what did Jesus do next? He told him, take her and feed her. Give her something to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, ye a little faith. Listen, God says, trust me. Now, when he says trust me, that don't mean you break out in your song and say, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. No, that ain't what he mean. He mean have big faith that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. He means have big faith that you would trust him, just like you trust that the person who built that car. Amen. He wants you to trust him, just like you trust the pilot. When you get on an airplane, you don't think about it. You're just trying to get to your seat. He wants you to trust him. Amen. Listen, just like when you get ready to go on your cruise and you pack your bags a whole month before time to go, like I do. Hey, listen, and you don't know anybody on that boat. You don't know the captain. You don't know the mechanic. You don't know none of these people. Amen. But God says, trust me. And guess what? He made all this stuff possible. But you put more faith in man than you do in God. Oh, ye a little faith. Trust God.
Amen.
Trust God. Trust God that he can do more than you, because he can.
Amen.
Because he can. I'm through. Hey, y'all be blessed, man. I hope I said something to help you along your way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."